Hey, sober entrepreneur. My name is Brooke, and welcome to the Sober Biz Babe podcast, your go-to resource for running your business booze-free. I hate long introductions, so let's stop it there and get this episode started. Welcome back to the Sober Biz Babe podcast. I am your host, Brooke, and I'm really excited about this new series that we are starting. I helped one of my clients launch the most incredible event that I've ever been a part of. It was so inspirational. And just, I remember leaving the stage just feeling like this is what I'm meant to do with the rest of my life. Like, it was so powerful and so moving. And they are turning this idea, this concept, into a nonprofit organization. So I am on board helping them go through that process and figuring this out with them. And I wanted to take you along on the journey because I think this is just so much fun. I love learning new things more than anything else. I really love figuring out new things, getting new skills, learning something completely new. So I am just in my element. I am having a blast just coming up with ideas, working out all of the bylaws and roles that we need to fill. And it's just like weirdly enjoyable. I don't know if that's relatable to you at all, but that's how I feel. And I just thought it'd be a really fun thing to do would be to bring you along with this journey so that you can get a real look behind the scenes of what it takes to start a nonprofit organization. I want to bring on some guests that are going to help speak to this specifically. So they've started nonprofits or charities in Canada specifically, because that's where I live, but we'll talk to people all over the world. And just really get into like, what are the struggles, what they would do differently, and see if we can learn from them, me and you, because I am learning right alongside with you with this one. We can learn from them and create this really incredible nonprofit. It's called Empower to Recover. It's a TEDx style conference that's going to travel across Canada and help bring recovery into communities that don't have a lot of recovery programming. It's also going to help bring awareness to things we can do to help our youth, because the point of this organization is to find solutions, innovations, and share ideas around how we can stop addiction before it starts. Early prevention measures, I believe, are the best shot we have at really getting a handle on this, because once somebody is addicted, it becomes so much harder. And, you know, there's a lot of work being done in harm reduction, but we don't do a lot of spotlight and sharing in the media anyway around people who are just abstinence-based recovery and found a path that worked for them that didn't include harm reduction. So that was the organization's mission. They really want to bring awareness, bring education, bring real stories of people who have recovered from addiction, who have found solutions that work for them, and let them share their stories. And there is no one size fits all. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter who you voted for. It's just, let's come together and share what worked for us. And then maybe someone can get inspired by that, bring it into their communities. And the big thing about recovery is your recovery affects everyone around you. Just like addiction did when you were in addiction, it affected everyone around you. But when you get recovery, when you get healing, when you get hope, when you get inspired, you affect people around you. There is a ripple effect that happens from these events, and it is pretty wild. So we're hosting another one in Kenora, Ontario. They're popping up a recovery day, and Empower to Recover is going to host one of the conferences for a recovery day in Kenora. They are then moving into Calgary and Edmonton and a couple more cities in Canada. They have 10 planned across Canada, but we're going to be doing 3 this year. We just finished New West, Kenora, Ontario, and then Calgary is next. I don't even know what my life is right now. Like, this is honestly wild. I remember there was a day where I really was so jealous of people that got to travel for work. I was like, man, that would be amazing. And now doing what I do, I've been getting to travel, and I've been getting to go to like really beautiful places, and I'm going to be traveling across Canada. And I've been like working vendor booths at really cool recovery events in BC here. It's just been wild. Like, if I would have thought of my perfect career 7 years ago when I was still in active addiction, I would never have imagined that I'd be doing what I do today. I would probably imagine I'd have a lot more money. But in terms of loving my job and loving what I do, Like, I think I've hit the jackpot. So, I mean, you know what, though? Also, as an entrepreneur, even though I love what I do more than anything, and I think I've literally found my thing, like, I am just, I'm not exactly sure what it's called, but whatever it is that I'm doing now, I think is my thing. Like, I feel it, like I'm meant to be doing this, and that feels like success to me. But there's always days where I feel like giving up. My mental health takes a dive like once a month so hard. I get super anxious. I get super depressed. I have a really hard time focusing. I have ADHD. I've got anxiety panic disorder. And so, you know, I've struggled to stay consistent, and I've struggled to stay on top of emails and correspondence and projects and things. And I get really, really overwhelmed. And even though I love what I do, sometimes I feel like paralyzed. Like, I can't get the things done that I need to do. And then I get really hard on myself. So just know, like, I think I could be wrong, but I think that's just part of the journey. And I think the more you get through those things and walk through them and feel them and keep going anyway, and do not give up, that's when you find the confidence. That's when the imposter syndrome takes a backseat and you finally feel like, okay, I know what I'm doing. This is my thing. And it's not because I'm defective. It's because I need more help and I need to start hiring people to work with me so that I can take on this load of clients. And that's an amazing space to be, but it's uncomfortable and it's hard to grow. So if that's where you're at, I just want to offer you some like love and support and grace. And maybe you can just relate and not feel alone in those feelings. Now, thank you so much for being a part of this community and for listening to this podcast. I absolutely adore you. And I cannot wait to just see how this community grows and what we can accomplish together as sober entrepreneurs leading the world of business. Like, I think this is going to be a huge thing. I'm already hearing a lot of people I've been following for years are deciding to give up booze because sobriety just equals success. Like, there's hardly anything bad about choosing sobriety as a business owner. There is a ton of horrific things that have happened to me or I have done as a person in a corporate setting that used alcohol as a lubricant at networking events and all that kind of stuff. Like, pretty crazy wild crap happened, and it's stuff I'm not proud of and I'd rather not relive. So, you know, but once I chose sobriety, even though I make mistakes and it took a while to kind of find my stride, I have gotten more confident, better at what I do. I've been able to work through pretty much anything. I don't just like say, oh, this failed, or I couldn't figure it out, or I screwed up with this client, so I'm just going to shut my whole business down. Like, I just kept going and kept learning. And it just feels like anything is possible. Like, the possibilities in sobriety feel so hopeful and so vast and so inspired. Whereas when I was in addiction, it just felt like there's this endless black hole and it was just a matter of time before people found out what a fraud I was and wouldn't want to be my friend or wouldn't want to hire me or whatever it was. So that is it. That is our episode today. I hope you check in and listen to all of the amazing speakers we have coming up. I hope you keep coming back and check in and follow this nonprofit journey. It's going to be a blast. I'm like, I haven't been excited about something like this in a long time. So I'm really happy. I'm really excited for life right now. And it's been a few years since I've been able to say that. So yeah, thanks for tagging along with me and being a support in my entrepreneurial journey. And I hope I can be a support in yours. Okay, love you. Bye.